This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I come back corrected, y'all. It was Dan from Decatur who came up with the thirst bucket.
You're right.
The TB.
That had
messaged me. And
slid in your DMs?
He did not slide the DMs. He just said it was me.
Yeah.
So
that's good because I was gonna say that's a hell of a way to work your way in DMs by coming up with a phrase and then saying, no, it was me.
Those other guys are such thirst buckets. As
yeah.
I'm in your DMs.
Yeah. Oh, that was me that came up with thirst buckets. By the way, what are you doing Friday night?
DMs. It was polite. You guys are so ridiculous.
You busy?
Oh, man.
You guys are ridiculous.
I mean, what are we going to do?
I had to give the man a shout out for, we attributed it to the wrong person.
All right, Dan, we got our eye on you.
He hasn't been relegated yet.
So. Yeah.
It's also unclear if he is indeed a thirst bucket himself.
I would not constitute that as thirst bucketing. Is that the, can we put make it an action word? I don't know. Anyway.
So right now it's just clout chasing.
You can make it a verb.
You can make it a verb? Yeah, I can. All right. Hey, March Madness in full swing, and Georgia now out of the mix after falling to Gonzaga 89-68 in a ugly game that started off really slow for the Dogs.
Really slow. When you're down 21-3, it's not very good.
Bo's best friend Mark Zeno tweeted me earlier, they started slow, they were down 27-3. That's not slow, that's pathetic.
you gotta take it a notch above.
This is Zeno's issue.
To land softly, Zeno.
And this is Zeno's issue in life. And before he says, who says he has an issue? I'm telling you that he has an issue. There's no need to double down on it. Like, we all get it. Hell, one of their players had their shorts on backwards, all right? So we know they weren't prepared for the game.
It can happen.
Yeah?
I don't think those are,
I don't know. I'm having a hard time piecing that together.
You easily tell, that the G is on the back part of your thigh instead of the front part of your thigh?
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
You're going to let something like that, though, say whether or not they're ready for
He's
the game?
He's only worried about
basketball. Yeah, I am. Well, that along with the...
They don't care if they're just worried about playing the game.
Well, they weren't too damn worried about the game because they were down 27-3. I'm going to say that
stop it, man.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
If Dylan walks in with his shoes untied, are we going to be like, they weren't prepared to have a good show?
Let me tell you something. If Dylan doesn't have our show sheet to us by the time we start and he came in with his shoes untied, I'm going to tell you he wasn't prepared to go to work that day.
Trick question. I don't have laces.
I was going to say, but you are missing a strap, though. I don't want to call you out.
That was a clear.
His sport mode strap was gone the other day.
It broke.
All right, Kirk Cousins.
It broke. Oh, great. Okay.
All right, Kirko.
Sport mode strap. On his Nike Crocs.
Let me tell you something.
Sport mode strap was gone.
You can't walk in somebody's trap with missing a strap.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You ain't ready to ball at any point.
That was actually a very good double entendre, but I'm going to leave that there. But I'm such an athlete that I don't need a sport mode.
So anyways, Georgia sucked yesterday. So that's that. There was Clemson did too for the first half. Made a heroic comeback. You know what I thought was interesting is we talked about the Will Wade thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we did.
Who's the coach of McNeese
State Cowboys.
Tiff, I think they dropped the state though. That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah.
Thanks. My Lake Charles days.
I've seen conflicting reports because literally I was on a website earlier. and it said McNeese State something, and then it said McNeese something else. Two different stories.
What did this happen? Yeah. I mean, I worked there like 20 years ago, but still. But the amount of games I shot, games I shot sitting on the floor of the baseline in that arena.
And you didn't even get to live through the Amir Khan era with the boombox. Clearly stole from the 49ers. Okay. But Will Wade said something yesterday that I read, unless it was a fake quote, and he said that he's talking about the whole thing, him leaving, and he says, look, I told my guys that this was a year that we were aiming to, like, we were going to be here this year, and our goal was to be a Power 5 coaching staff at the end of the year, meaning we were going to take another job. But I also told them that they could all come with me.
Wow.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I read that, if that quote was true, I do have a little bit more respect for that kind of thought process.
And I also want to add to that, too, because I was still on the fence of like, or not on the fence, I think I said it yesterday when I was, you know, there's coaches are viewed differently, and maybe this is something that could have waited. Maybe what, NC State, right? Or not, yes.
Yeah, that's where he's going, yeah.
Could have waited until, you know, the end of the tournament before all this got out, right? But what I didn't say yesterday, and now you can say, yeah, it's hindsight. Hindsight's 2020. More of it has to do with your relationship with your players. So I think if you're a coach that has the type of relationship that he clearly has with his players, then it's not an issue.
Yeah.
And being upfront with them, too. Yeah.
And
that's part of the relationship that you mentioned.
I just think that this is such a sign of the times. I don't know if you guys caught the comments from Maryland's head coach.
Oh, boy, Kevin Willard.
He was ready to throw a grenade in that thing up there in Maryland. He was like, yeah, we were told we couldn't stay an extra night.
Did you hear this?
We're hard up for money.
So they,
oh, man.
He was asked about, and Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Damon Evans is now the AD up there, who's a former AD of Georgia that got caught with the panties in his lap and got pulled over years ago with an assistant.
Right. Unloaded a boatload there, but continue.
Yeah, that happened like 2000, maybe 11 or 12. Anyways. But Damon Evans is the AD. He's apparently about to go to SMU. And they asked Kevin Willard at the press conference yesterday about head coach of Maryland, if he's going to be back next year and what's the deal. And he says, well, we're negotiating, but it's kind of hard to negotiate with a guy who won't be here.
Wow.
And then he said,
pulled the pin and threw that thing over his shoulder.
Oh, that wasn't even that. He just pulled. That was just the pin pull.
Yeah.
He held it for a minute because he said, you know, the other thing is I want my program to be a national championship program. We want to build something here in Maryland. But it's hard because I want this program to be something I can control. And when I want to celebrate Christmas with my guys and spend an extra day in New York and I'm told we don't have the money for that, now this is the toss. This is when the grenade left his hand after he held it for a minute. But the pin already been pulled. And just goes in about the program strapped for cash and all this. So basically, to your point, Mike, he said, yeah, we ain't going to be here, don't want to be here, because they're trash.
Yeah. And
this was the coach?
Yeah. Yes. At an NCAA press
essentially
conference.
Essentially what he said, yeah. But I think, like I said, and I started by saying, it's a sign of the era we're in, because you can do that where you can take – remember the whole thing, the fallout, when Kirby took the job at Georgia 10 years ago, and I can't remember the guy's name. That transferred, that was a safety at Alabama that wanted to transfer to Georgia. And essentially the rule that was in place was you're not allowed to do that, not allowed to transfer within conference. At the time, now this is 10 years ago, and there was a lot of stink about it. And I remember Saban allowing it to happen eventually, but essentially said, the rule says he can't do it, so why do we have the rule if that's what we're going to talk about?
Murray Smith.
There's a sign of the times that now you can, and guys can bounce around, and guys can leave at the drop of the hat, and you can if you're Will Wade, and we talked about this off the top of the show, that is an SEC-looking team. That is a top-flight team down at McNeese. I didn't have a problem with it yesterday, and even more so after hearing those comments that, look, you can essentially lift up the whole program and ship it over to NC State, and that's fine. That's where we are at right now in college sports.
Where does that leave McNeese?
I don't know.
Coachless.
Good question.
You know?
Yeah. Well, they are what they are. They're a stepping stone program. Unfortunately,
And that's the truth. That's the unfortunate
until
truth.
Until they
it's
get
the haves and have nots in college sports.
Until
right
they get
now.
A,
I mean, you're taking the players and the coach. That's what I was getting.
Well,
at.
Oh yeah. Just, well, I don't think he'll take all of them.
I know.
But.
Yeah, and we've said all along with this NIL stuff that it's going to be the teams on the bottom that fare the worst in the end. Yeah. You know, so it is what it is.
So as we get through March Madness, we just started it, but as we close to a finish, it will bring in the week of the Masters and Baby Pork Chop as well, and. There's the Augusta National Club is kind of in the news because a former employee was sentenced to federal prison Wednesday. Actually, he pled guilty to transporting and transferring stolen goods.
What?
Richard Globinski, 40, stole millions of Masters merchandise. No, he's been convicted, so you don't have to say allegedly anymore.
All right, yeah.
I mean, this guy is literally being transported to jail. He was sentenced yesterday. So he stole millions of memorabilia and merchandise from 2009 to 2022 while he was a warehouse assistant there. He sold the merchandise to an online broker for around $5.3 million.
Whoa.
And the memorabilia was sold to the same broker and one of the broker's associates for nearly $300,000. Some of the things that were stolen and sold were green jackets awarded to Arnold Palmer and Ben Hogan.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Green jackets. And the funny thing is the guy that – the broker that bought them, they only paid that amount – they only paid $300,000 because they thought the green jackets were fakes. But they weren't. They were real. And he only paid $5,000 – the guy that paid for it only paid $5,000 for the Hogan jacket because he wasn't sure it was genuine. It's now the broker that bought has not been charged or anything like that, but it's just a wild story because, Tiff, I'm not sure if you've ever been on the grounds of the Masters.
I haven't. I might try to go this year.
It's really buttoned up, as in, like, you don't take your cell phone in there if you're just
nothing,
a patron.
Yeah.
It's very well done. It is as
God. I love that.
It's
place.
As. Oh. It's kind of as well. Arranged and well executed of a sporting event as you can have, and just to imagine and their story is so it's so done well. I mean, everything is thought about. So the fact that this was a thing
this
that took
happened.
Place is really it's mystifying, really to me. I couldn't believe that this happened. I heard Andy and Randy. I think Bo Johnson brought this up yesterday. And I heard him talking about it, and then it popped up on my story, my timeline. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. I was blown away when I heard it.
Yeah,
so.
I was when you said that. I thought, okay, new merchandise. He's just skimming some off the top. How many lawn gnomes did he have to sell that had the Masters jacket on? Yeah, the lawn gnomes that were going on the secondary market for like $1,000 last year. But though that kind of thing, that's like stealing from a museum, dude. Like that's some priceless stuff you're taking. 5.2. That's just insane.
So he's
insane.
Green jacket.
Well, he's in jail now, or he's about to be going to jail.
Yeah,
he was sentenced, which means we don't have to say allegedly.
Well, speaking of jail, just kidding. We have Grant McCauley joining us here on the other side when we return. Hopefully, he's not listening yet.
Grant got sentenced in kangaroo court.
He's calling us with that one call he gets.